KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Treasury says it's rolling out strict cost-cutting measures to help balance the province's books. This after the Government of Provincial Unity introduced a resolution to address spending trends and pressures through a Treasury instruction note. MEC Francois Rogers says it's a necessary move as KZN's facing severe financial challenges. He says these measures are projected to save the province around 3 billion rand. Spokesperson Nkosi Konaduma says spending won't be compromised on essential services.
Spending on subsistence and travel, international travel, vehicle rentals, functions and catering is expected to be substantially reduced in order to realize the required savings so offsets the spending pressures. A projected 9 billion rand budget deficit is expected by the end of this financial year. These spending pressures have also compounded the accumulation of accruals and inability to pay suppliers within the prescribed 30 days.
A Kwadukuza traffic cop has been gunned down on the N2 Groutville off-ramp north of Durban. The circumstances surrounding the incident aren't known. Medics say they were called to assist the officer on the N2 south this morning. The critically wounded cop, however, was declared dead at the scene. The DA says the country needs an independent Chapter 9 institution that will focus solely on investigating and prosecuting serious corruption cases. The party's been speaking after it introduced an anti-corruption bill to Parliament. Spokesperson on Justice and Constitutional Development, Glynis Breitenbach, believes the NPA lacks independence and the resources to effectively prosecute complex crimes. She says they want the group to have its own staff and budget determined by Treasury and not the Minister or the President.
The DA's anti-corruption bill seeks to recreate a fully independent Chapter 9 institution, with its sole mandate being the investigation and prosecution of high-level perpetrators.
Police in the Northwest say they've arrested more than 560 people during an operation aimed at combating illegal mining. SAPS teams and SANDF members sealed off access routes at an old underground mine shaft in Orkney over the weekend. The move forced some 200 illegal miners to the surface on Saturday, followed by another group yesterday. 55 of them are due to appear in court today on charges of possession of gold-bearing material and flouting immigration laws. And Israel's officially informed the UN it's ending its relationship with the Palestinian Relief Agency. Last month, the country's parliament passed legislation banning UNRWA over claims it's been infiltrated by Hamas. There's been alarm from aid groups who say the move will severely hamper the delivery of supplies to the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Israel pressed on with its campaigns in Lebanon and Gaza, launching several deadly strikes as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited his country's northern border. A recap of our lead story, KZN Treasury says it's rolling out strict cost-cutting measures to help balance the province's books. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Litara Nadesan.